Imperial Drive exit off Loop 340 in Waco. Proud supporters of all Baylor athletics.
Here we go with the Sikkim 365 radio. Dr. Mark Addix, former NFL offensive lineman, orthopedic surgeon. Dr. Addix, former All-American offensive lineman at Baylor. He'll join us momentarily. Also today, the NCAA made it official, although Mary Harden Baylor had pretty much decided they're going to play a five-game season or schedule next year in the spring. Today, the NCAA made decisions. Division III, without question, championships have been pushed back. So he'll join us today at 4 o'clock, plus much more to get to, including John Machota and the Cowboys. And we'll take you the next 3 hours, or next almost 2.5 hours. Craig Smoke, Paul Catalina, David Smoke, standing by on the Richard Carr Buick GMC Cadillac Baylor Bear Hotline. I like it. Dr. Mark Addix, former Baylor All-American, NFL offensive lineman, orthopedic surgeon, who is chilling out in Phoenix right now, just kind of enjoying himself. Mark, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. It's a tough guest to follow when Mac Rhodes is on talking about all these changes, schedules, capacity, and much more.
I know. There's no following that. I mean, everybody wants to know when we're playing, who we're playing, how many games are we playing, how many people can come to the game. I mean, so this is, I'm a small fry, but I'm happy to be on after him, I'll tell you.
How has COVID, other than the obvious of the health system, how has COVID affected orthopedic surgeons?
Well, I mean, you know, as a sports guy, almost everything I do is outpatient. So it's in an outpatient surgery center. That being said, they shut us down for 6 weeks when they were worried about all of the PPE. And then what a lot of people don't realize is that the anesthesia machines that we use to do surgery on patients in a surgery center all can be converted very easily to ventilators. So there was a concern that maybe they would have to confiscate all of those in order to take care of patients as well. So they shut us down for 6 weeks, and then we've opened back up, and we've been, you know, I bet we're like 2/3 busy. I mean, there's still some patients that probably would come in and would have procedures, but are putting it off just to be safe.
How concerned are you of the workouts have not been the same across the board for everybody, and that we might see some increased injuries just because they haven't had a normal off season, and a lot of people having to work out on their own?
I mean, I do think it makes a big difference. I mean, when guys are in shape, they're a lot less likely to be injured, you know, and even if they're only missing, you know, 1/3, I mean, if you look at flexibility, strength, and then endurance, then maybe they're working their strength and endurance, but they're not spending enough time on their flexibility. They're still more susceptible to injury. So if you're missing one of those three cornerstones, you're going to be more susceptible to injury. And I wouldn't be surprised if we do see a few more guys get hurt, mostly early. Once we get 2 or 3 weeks in, I think that things will get returned more to a steady state. But early on, keep an eye out for that.
What do you make of just the sports landscape trying to push through, Doctor? You know, just all the different questions that everyone has and the uncertainties. I mean, sports is trying to find a way. Just what have you made of the attempts so far?
Well, I mean, I think every human being in the world is a little bit more on edge because of the pandemic. And then in our country, we've got a very contentious election, and we also have all of the racial divisions that are going on at the exact same time. And so for me and for everyone that I know, we all crave sports. It's our common ground. Even though we're not spending that much time around the water cooler, and when we do, we're further apart, we're still talking about something, and having sports makes such a big difference. So I have 5 children. I have some in college, some in high school, in sports, and I want them all to go back to school, and I want them all to participate in their sports. And I just think that we have to find some way to do that as safely as we possibly can. And there's going to be some things that happen that are unfair. There are going to be some teams that have outbreaks that are going to affect the outcome of games. But you know what? I mean, it happens, whether it's injury or illness or, you know, some other matter outside of our control. There are guys that miss games, and it does affect the outcome, and it has nothing to do with what goes on in the field. But I think we all need our sports, and we all want to see our teams back on the field.
Mark, have you yourself had to be in a hospital? Were you brought in to help at all during some of the COVID, the early parts, or anything since then?
you know, at this point in my career, I'm in an age group, you know, where they, you know, you're over 55. We'll let the younger guys handle this. You know, I think the guys that are literally infectious disease doctors, critical care doctors, yes, there are some more senior doctors, but as a sports medicine orthopedic surgeon, you know, I was kind of further down the totem pole as far as who they needed and what they wanted, because that's not remotely my specialty. But I know a lot of the orthopedic residents were working and helping to assist the specialists in the field that handle the COVID patients.
Have you had to brush up, I mean, on your epidemiology?
Yeah, I will tell you, I have done, all right, so we recertify, or at least I do, on an annual basis. And there were a half dozen articles that I had to read and be tested on so that the orthopedic association, our governing board, was able to be sure that we were ready to do whatever was required of us. So, yes, I've done my reading. I've done my research. I'm ready to help if absolutely called upon to do so.
How much has knee surgeries in general, everything technology, what the equipment, what is in front of you and what you can do in the last 15 to 20 years, how much difference is it to be in surgery now with what you have to use than it was 15 or 20 years ago?
You know, what's great about this job is every year is different. I mean, it's like every year is Christmas because someone has invented new things to fix different problems in the human body. And then we have all the video improvements. As a sports guy, we do a lot of arthroscopy where we're going into joints with cameras. And 4K is light years better, you know, than the whatever we had to begin with, 250, you know, 6 pixels or whatever it was. You know, I mean, it makes it so much easier to do our job. And now, on top of that, we have all these biologics, the PRP, the stem cells, the different things that help people to heal more quickly. So things have definitely improved pretty dramatically. As far as a guy, if he tears his ACL, is he going to come back any faster? Just incrementally so, but not dramatically so. You know, I mean, you are going to come back a little bit faster, but I do think you're going to come back more reliably and with a knee that feels more like a native knee than what was able to be done in the past.
This is kind of a random question, but out of curiosity, in your personal life, when you're at a party or something, how many times do people come up to you and be like, my elbow is just, it is.
I just want you to know. All right, so, I mean, I have 5 children, right? So between my 5 children and all of their acquaintances, and then my wife and our church, and I mean, the school, it's an unbelievable number of people I know. So almost, there's usually at least 2 people any party I go to. But I mean, I have people call me all the time. What I do is reverse house calls. So what I do is somebody has a problem, I'm like, just stop at house. Just stop at house. And whether it's an evening or a weekend, I don't care. I mean, I love my job that I'm doing now. And so I'm happy to help. And I have all kinds of braces, crutches. I even have some injection things so that I can fix things from the house.
You had the great career at Killeen, highly recruited player, All-American at Baylor. What do you remember most as kind of reminiscing about your time at Baylor? One, obviously, we were pretty good. You played during a time when they were obviously pretty good. Your thoughts about that?
Probably the coolest thing was my senior year, my offensive line was me, Mark Addicks, at left tackle. Next to me was someone who came in with me as a freshman, Mark Johnson. I was Killeen. He was Temple. We were high school rivals. But we were great buddies and great partners on the offensive line. The center was John Addicks, my little brother. The right guard was Mark Bates. And the right tackle was Mark Cochran. Now, Mark Bates, Mark Cochran, John Addicks, and I all played in the NFL for at least a brief time. But it was just a blast. And if I had to pick one game, it would be BYU at Baylor my senior year, where we beat them, whatever it was, 42-38. I mean, then Steve Young accounted for like 750 yards. It was an absolute, you know, beat down, drag out. I mean, it was just a great game. And I remember Alfred Anderson running it, you know, over my back and us kind of shoving it down their throat to win the game. So I, honestly, from my football career, there's no moment much bigger than that one.
You played with the Redskins. They're now the Washington Football Club.
I'm trying to figure this out, man. I mean, I memorized the fight song, right?
Yeah.
Hail to the Washington Football Club. I mean, it just doesn't work, you know? And there's no verse. All the verses are not even, they're all offensive, I guess,
now. I mean, war pay you the guys on the field now?
Yeah.
You know, all right, well, part of the issue is that when we went to the Super Bowl, there were a few people out protesting, and the team brought in different, chiefs and people that were high up in the American Indian communities of different tribes, just to talk to us, to let us know what they felt about the Redskins. And they all felt the way we felt, in that we thought we were honoring American Indians, and that we were, you know, tough, resilient, brave, courageous, not warriors, but I mean football players anyway, and we were representing them well. But I guess it's a thing of the past.
Do you think, though, that when you were there and when Gibbs was there and the Redskins were winning, do you feel like that they've just become such an inept franchise that, I'm not saying that's why they changed the name, there's a lot of things that push towards that in this day and age of America, but do you think that had they continued to be relevant, successful, that could have been delayed?
Honestly, man, I think the more successful they are, the bigger the spotlight. So okay. I think they may have been forced to change the name that much sooner. But you know, there's so many ways to say so many things, and I think a lot of it has to do with what your intention is, and the intention behind the nickname of the Washington Football Club. The intentions were all good. And so, hey, I don't ever want to hurt anybody's feelings. So if it's certain people's feelings, then I guess it's got to be changed. But I honestly wish they would have come up with another nickname.
Yeah.
But maybe it's going to be the Washington Football Club in perpetuity, but it certainly does kill the fight song, doesn't it?
As a former USFL player, do you carry a torch for leagues like the XFL that the Rock has just rescued?
Huge. I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, first of all, there's so many guys that love football, and so many guys that aren't done. They just don't want to be done playing. And so the XFL gives a large group of guys a chance to earn a living doing what they love. And then for a select few, it's a proving ground so they can make it to the next level. Now, I love it. I love it. And one of probably my best friend when I was with the Kansas City Chiefs, a guy named Jonathan Hayes, he was our tight end. And he's coached with Bob Stoops at Oklahoma and with the Bengals for many, many years. He was the head coach and general manager of the St. Louis Battlehawks. So I'm hoping that he gets to resurrect that team, because they were, along with Houston, they were the two big teams in the league, honestly. And so I'm hoping to see it go again. I love it. I love it. And Rock, being an old football player, I mean, he's doing it for the same reasons. I just think it's a beautiful thing.
Doc, appreciate it, man. Always great to hear from you. Thanks for being a part of Academic All-Stars back when we first started launching that 10 years ago. Thank you for all what you do, and we'll see you and hopefully talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. I'm always available. Appreciate it.
Dr. Mark Addicks, he's in Arizona, practices in Houston.